Fever is the body's normal and healthy reaction to infection and other illnesses, both minor and serious. It helps the body fight infection. Fever is a symptom, not a disease. In most cases, having a fever means you have a minor illness. When you have a fever, your other symptoms will help you determine how serious your illness is. Temperatures in this topic are oral temperatures. Oral temperatures are usually taken in older children and adults. Normal body temperature. Most people have an average body temperature of about 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, measured orally. A thermometer is placed under the tongue. Your temperature may be as low as 97.4 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning, or as high as 99.6 degrees Fahrenheit in the late afternoon. Your temperature may go up when you exercise, wear too many clothes, take a hot bath, or are exposed to hot weather. Fever temperatures. A fever is a high body temperature. A temperature of up to 102 degrees Fahrenheit can be helpful because it helps the body fight infection. Most healthy children and adults can tolerate a fever as high as 103 to 104 degrees Fahrenheit for short periods of time without problems. Children tend to have higher fevers than adults. The degree of fever may not indicate how serious the illness is. With a minor illness, such as a cold, you may have a fever, while a very serious infection may cause little or no fever. It is important to look for and evaluate other symptoms along with the fever. If you are not able to measure your temperature with a thermometer, you need to look for other symptoms of illness, such as breathing problems, skin problems, or joint swelling. A fever without other symptoms that lasts 3 to 4 days, comes and goes, and gradually reduces over time is usually not a cause for concern. When you have a fever, you may feel tired, lack energy, and may not eat as much as usual. High fevers are not comfortable, but they rarely cause serious problems. An oral temperature taken after smoking or drinking a hot fluid may give you a false high temperature reading. After drinking or eating cold foods or fluids, an oral temperature may be falsely low. Causes of fever. Viral infections such as colds and flu, and bacterial infections such as a urinary tract infection or pneumonia, often cause a fever. Travel outside your native country can expose you to other diseases. Fevers that begin after you travel in other countries need to be evaluated by your doctor. Fever and respiratory symptoms are difficult to evaluate during the flu season. A fever of 102 degrees Fahrenheit or higher for 3 to 4 days is common with the flu. Recurrent fevers are those that occur 3 or more times within 6 months and are at least 7 days apart. Each new viral infection may cause a fever. It may seem that a fever is ongoing, but if 48 hours pass between fevers, then the fever is recurring. If you have frequent or recurrent fevers, it may be a symptom of a more serious problem. Talk to your doctor about your fevers. Treating a fever. In most cases, the illness that caused the fever will clear up in a few days. You likely can treat the fever at home if you are in good health and do not have any medical problems or significant symptoms with the fever. It is easy to become dehydrated when you have a fever. Make sure that you are taking enough foods and fluids and urinating in normal amounts. Watch for early signs of dehydration and drink extra fluids, especially water. Adults should drink at least 10 glasses of liquid a day to replenish lost fluids. Children between the ages of 4 and 10 should drink at least 6 to 10 glasses. You may feel better if you eat light, easily digested foods, such as soup. Many people find that taking a lukewarm shower or bath makes them feel better when they have a fever. Lukewarm temperatures would be 80 degrees Fahrenheit to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Do not try to take a shower if you are dizzy or unsteady on your feet. Increase the water temperature if you start to shiver. Shivering is a sign that your body is trying to raise its temperature. Do not use rubbing alcohol, ice, or cold water to cool your body. Dress lightly when you have a fever. This will help your body cool down. Wear light pajamas or a light undershirt. Do not wear very warm clothing or use heavy bed covers. Keep room temperature at 70 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. If you are unable to measure your temperature, you need to look for other symptoms of illness every hour while you have a fever and follow home treatment measures. You might also try non-prescription medicine to help treat your fever or pain. These include acetaminophen, brand name Tylenol, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs including ibuprofen, brand names Advil or Motrin, and naproxen, brand names Aleve or Naprosyn. You might also try aspirin, brand names Bayer or Bufferin. Aspirin is also a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Talk to your child's doctor before switching back and forth between doses of acetaminophen and ibuprofen. When you switch between two medicines, there is a chance your child will get too much medicine. Be sure to follow these safety tips when you use a non-prescription medicine. Carefully read and follow all directions on the medicine bottle and box. Do not take more than the recommended dose. Do not take a medicine if you have had an allergic reaction to it in the past. If you have been told to avoid a medicine, call your doctor before you take it. If you are or could be pregnant, do not take any medicine other than acetaminophen unless your doctor has told you to. Do not give aspirin to anyone younger than age 20 unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your child naproxen sodium, such as Aleve, to children younger than age 12 unless your child's doctor tells you to. Be sure to check your temperature every 2 to 4 hours to make sure home treatment is working.